born in, if God is, lives in the whole, in the beauty of holiness, we were born in the ugliness of sin, the deformity of sin. So being accepted includes our justification before God. But the term acceptance in the Greek means more than that. I looked up the meaning. This is the verb form of the noun grace. To be accepted is the verb form of grace. It carries the meanings to make graceful. It says he made us graceful in the beloved, charming, lovely, agreeable. There we go, agreeable. To look upon with grace, to compass, circle you around with favor, to honor with blessings. All of this in the beloved. If we are accepted, we are the objects of God's satisfaction, even his delight. So how marvelous, amazing, that we, mortals made from clay, sinners by birth and by choice, should be loved by God, that he should love such as us. The explanation is that we are in the beloved. Does the Father love the Son? Has he always loved the Son? Will he always love the Son? Yes, it's part of who he is, you see. And when we get saved, we are in him. Some Christians feel accepted when their spirits are high and their hopes are bright. They feel that God accepts them since they are heavenly minded and drawn to things above. But when their souls lie in the dust, they fear they are no longer accepted. Let us realize that our high joys do not exalt us. Our low despondencies do not remove us from God's sight. These things don't fit one another. We stand accepted in the one who never changes. He's accepted us and he doesn't change. We have become one who is always beloved by God, always perfect in his sight, always without spot or wrinkle, because we were justified. We have been declared by God righteous, and now he treats us as if we are righteous. How much happier we might be, how much more we honor the Savior when we just accept the fact that he has made us acceptable. Jesus gently corrected his disciples when they began to glory in the powers that he gave them over evil spirits. Luke 10:20, notwithstanding, he says to them, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. He says that's the true miracle. You have been accepted in the beloved. Rejoice then, believer, that God has accepted you in the beloved. You may look within and say, but there is nothing acceptable here. Well, you're just looking at the wrong place. Instead, look at Christ and see that everything is acceptable there. All right, your sins trouble you. God has cast your sins behind his back. I love that phrase. This is the only place that God couldn't see. Behind his back. And he accepts you in his righteous one. Listen to the verse, Isaiah 38:17. Behold, and the King James Version gives us an interesting alternate translation here. for peace I had great bitterness. Or, behold, on my peace came great bitterness. Where I could have had peace, or maybe I should have had peace, I had no peace. Instead, it came bitterness. But thou hast, in love to my soul, delivered it from the pit. It says here that the Hebrew means, but thou hast loved my soul from the pit of corruption. To be loved out of the pit, isn't that a wonderful picture? He has loved us from the pit of corruption. And then he says, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. God put our sins in a place that he couldn't see them, that he couldn't bring them up to talk about it again. You ever have somebody, a relative, someone like that, never forgot your wrongdoings? Every time you did something that was anything like that, it's like a little card popped up and they said, oh yeah, you've done this before. You're like this before. All right, granted, you must still fight your corruption. You must still wrestle your temptation. But you stand accepted in him who has overcome the powers of evil. Now the devil tempts you, but be of good cheer. He cannot destroy you. He cannot. For you are accepted in him who has broken Satan's head. So I conclude with this. Know your glorious standing with full assurance, because this isn't something you made up. This is what God declared. Even the saints in heaven are no more accepted than you. They are accepted in heaven because they are accepted in the beloved. And right now, though not in heaven, you are accepted in Christ in the same way. The fact that they're in heaven means they don't have any acceptance greater than you have. So, what a wonderful, exciting revelation to us, that we, being who we are accepted in the beloved.